We're in Jamestown here at the Prendergast Library location, and I understand that you get roughly 800 people a day, which surprised me. That's very good. To what can we attribute that?
Well, there's both the traditional and non-traditional libraries. The traditional approach that we have here, which is wonderful, is we have many story times for preschool kids, for toddlers, for babies, and that brings people in. We offer homework help for the older kids, and we have career advice and databases and materials for those people struggling looking for jobs. So those are kind of the traditional services. The non-traditional services we have, I mentioned, are the downloadable electronic books and materials. So we're going to try to balance with the money that we have, the traditional and the non-traditional.
How do our libraries compare, say, with what you experienced out west?
Well, I came to New York for a reason. Western libraries, particularly California, we've all been hard hit. The federal share, the state share, particularly the state share, hurt us here in New York, but the state share in California was worse. Let me just put it that way. So I came back east for a reason. New York libraries are relatively strong, and I hope to add my voice in Albany to keep the systems, the Cattaraugus and the Chautauqua systems, going, and add my voice here locally to maintain our funding. And I'm always looking for more money for books and materials.
What would you say to our leaders about keeping our libraries thriving?
Well, I think I would start with the 800 people a day who come into the Prendergast Library. Sometimes libraries are not as new and sexy as politicians might think about us. We are the community resource. We serve everyone from, I saw babies in here, and to senior citizens. People come in to take out books and materials, to continuously grow their minds. We serve the entire population, and I intend to do more of that. Libraries in economic times like this are more and more important to people. Our literacy center, I might add, we have helped people with resumes. I understand a number of people have found jobs through our career resource center here. We're free. We have a good furnace. We're heated, and people come in here from all walks of life, from all ages, to their public library, and we see an increase in that during economic times. So I would say to the funders out there, your library is very important to people in the community, and we are very cost-effective in what we do. And we need to maintain our hours, we need to maintain our collections, we need to maintain our programs.
This day and age, we have so much going on with technology, the Kindles and the Nooks and so on. And if you're a reader like myself who likes to touch the book and, you know, feel the book and even smell the book, it's hard to get used to all the technology. What are your feelings about the future with regard to books as we look at this technical phenomenon that's going on?
Well, I like to feel and smell books, too, but you can't put the genie back in the bottle. And this is radio, and you all can't see or hear people who are downloading their books to their Kindles and their Nooks right now, free from their public library. I can tell you that the books that we have available online are continuously in circulation, and they're very popular. So there are several areas in libraries I think will speak to the future. One is technology. One is more service to teens. A third one is literacy. And a fourth one is the library as a community place. So we will be working on all those kinds of new areas for service, and technology is right up there, and it's important. I talked to some of my colleagues recently, and we're talking about spending more money on electronic books than we ever have in the past, and I think it's just the wave of the future. I do want to remind people that they can download their books to their Kindle or their Nook from the public library.
How are the young people using our libraries these days?
Well, people do read, all ages. There's been in my career the demise of reading. That isn't really true. People do read, and teens read too. And teens are one of the areas of the future that public libraries need to pay more attention to.
Thank you very much, and again, welcome.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. I am from Detroit, and I'm just drinking the water out of Lake Erie in another part of the lake, so I'm very happy to be
here.
There
you go.